Welcome to For the Health of It, starring Dr. Jennifer Kretzinger, wellness chiropractor. She says when she was little, she won spelling bees and was a fair queen. Our co-host, Jessica Labby, always had a business as a child. On her front porch, she had a restaurant serving the dinner leftovers, or a hair salon which got her in big trouble after she cut the hair of the neighborhood children. Oh, and of course, a bakery with mud pies. Mike, our producer, says that he had a pretty boring childhood, except for having lots of girlfriends, and frequently getting beat up for it. My, how far these three have come. They will inspire you to eat, move, sleep, think, and live better. You're listening to some raw talk about full potential living for the health of it.
Fair queen, huh, Jenny?
Ugh. Who leaks this information?
I have a picture in my phone of her from Miss Something or Other back in the day with her beauty queen crown.
She is a beauty queen.
Can I just say two words?
Go ahead.
Scholarship money.
There you go.
Hey.
Okay. So I have a question for you, Mike. There's something called your chronological age. Can you share that with us?
I just turned 52.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm old.
So in your opinion, what is your biological age?
I would say maybe 40.
Oh, yeah. I would agree with that.
Yeah.
I would agree with that. What would you say, Jessica, is your biological age compared to your chronological age?
22.
Yeah, keep going. I'm 16.
I actually did an online test, and currently my chronological age is 38 and a half, and my biological age is 32. Isn't that cool?
Yeah, we're all pretty healthy, though.
Well, we are. And what's interesting is, you know, you can do damage to yourself in your teens and your 20s, but, yeah, you know, most people by their 30s decide, okay, I want to age well, and they start making better choices. You know, if you spend your 20s partying like a rock star, Jessica, you have some making up to do, right?
Why are you looking at me?
Well, can you tell us? I mean, did you party like a rock star?
I did party like a rock star, but I also did things to help me, you know.
Once you got out of radio.
No, during radio, I learned the tricks of beauty queens like yourself. And
oh, can we stop that?
Put wooden sticks under my chin to prevent them from sagging in the future.
Well, I'm going to give you guys the formula to make sure you can age well. Okay, you ready?
We need that. Yes.
Well, we're going to first talk about
math.
We are. We're going to talk about breakdown. Now, Mike, what year was your house built?
I think 1910.
Okay, so yeah. I assume
right around there.
You take a house like that, or anyone's home for that matter, and if you weren't to do any upkeep at all, never paint it, never clean it, never do anything to it, what is the chance that over time it would stay in good shape?
Not very good. It would be awful.
Yeah, because the natural tendency is that breakdown happens naturally from environmental force.
You have to replace the roof, you have to replace the sides, the shingles, whatever, you know.
And you could even relate that to anyone for the inside of their house. You know, the natural tendency is that the dishes will pile up, the carpet will need to be vacuumed, the floors will get dusty. This breakdown tendency that happens with what we own, our home. You think about your car, you know, if you never cleaned it, never did anything, over time it will rust, it will break down. If you think of your yard, if you think of your body, you know, even to keep it simple, if you think of your teeth, what's the natural tendency if you pay no attention to your teeth? You don't brush them, you don't floss them, don't go to the dentist.
We'd have dentures.
Right. The natural tendency is breakdown. Right.
And I'd be able to smell your breath a mile away.
That's right.
Right. And we've accepted that with our home and our yard and our car and body parts like our teeth, there's this constant stream of energy that's required to keep them at their best.
Right, maintenance.
Right. And, you know, it's the same thing with our bodies. If you think about the energy you have to put in to maintain your body, it has to be enough to counteract the breakdown that's naturally happening. So are you ready for the formula?
Yeah, absolutely.
If breakdown is greater than you're repairing, so if your body's breaking down faster than you're repairing, that equals dis-ease, meaning lack of function, lack of full health in the body.
Yeah, I think people ignore their body too long. Then when it they realize that they're in trouble. It's too daunting of a task for them.
I need a new kidney.
Right,
what
exactly.
What am I going to do?
Right, or the heart.
Even, you know, on a smaller scale, just with your weight, you know?
Oh, yeah.
You know, if you need to lose 40 pounds, I mean, that's a daunting task.
Well, and we also believe that if we feel okay, then we're fine. Well, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Exactly.
You know, my blood pressure may be high, but I feel okay. You know, I may be gaining some weight, but, you know, I'm fine. You know, I'll wait for something to break, and then I'll go get it fixed. As if it's not a responsibility. You wouldn't wait for something on your house to break before you finally decided to take care of it. You know, something. Same thing with our car. You know, the oil change should happen every 2,000 to 4,000 miles, regardless.
So, what's the formula?
Well, the formula is breakdown is greater than repair. We have disease.
Right.
But the reverse of that, which we want to live from, is when repair is greater than breakdown, we have wellness. So the question is, what do you need to do to make sure your body is repairing well? And we'll talk about that after the break.
All right.
You're listening to some raw talk about full potential living for the health of it. Your host is Dr. Jennifer Kretzinger, wellness chiropractor at Spinal Corrective Center in Amherst, New Hampshire. For more information about Dr. Jennifer or this podcast, check out spinalcorrectivecenter.com. If you would like to schedule a health checkup with Dr. Jennifer, call 603-673-5600 and mention this podcast to receive a special offer. That's 603-673-5600. To find a wellness chiropractor in your area, go to chiropractic.org/doctorfinder. Now, back to some raw talk about full potential living for the health of it.
So we're talking about breakdown and repair. Here's my question. When it comes to our health, what do we really want? You know, we take a vitamin, we'll go to the gym, we'll maybe even go to the chiropractor and get an adjustment. And you might say, well, what I want to do is I want to be pain-free. Or maybe more than that. Well, really what I want to do is I want to prevent getting sick. But really, isn't it beyond that? I mean, what do we really want?
I think we want to look good.
Well, I think that's true.
Yeah.
But I think
that's incentive.
That's an incentive for people.
Absolutely.
But wouldn't you agree if people really thought about it, they want to be as healthy as possible. They want to live as long as possible and live in a healthy state as long as possible.
I know I do.
To be able to be independent and not rely on others as you age.
Right.
And shovel your own driveway.
Well, and to feel vibrant
I'm
and energetic.
Fun. I want to keep having fun.
At any age.
Yeah.
That's what we want. Well, there's four essential resources to produce this vibrancy. The first one is healthy fuel consumption.
Food.
Right. You know, so this intelligence that we have in our body runs on healthy nutrients. And, you know, we've talked about this so many times. If you give your body what it needs, if you give it the nutrients it needs, it can run well. If you get it junk, it produces junk.
And I think a lot of people are in the mentality of overeating food with no nutrient value at all.
So we're overfed, undernourished.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And, you know, people who tend to eat less, people who tend to eat more compact nutrients have been known to live longer.
That's right.
You know, and foods that our body can digest well. I think it's even been shown that vegetarians tend to live longer than heavy meat eaters because the food is easier to digest.
Yes.
The second one is healthy water intake. You know, and this is just so basic, but come on, people need to be reminded of this.
I have to be conscious of it. I'll find myself going through a day and not drinking enough water.
Well, especially if you're drinking coffee.
Yeah, that's what I'm having
and
right
Diet
now.
Diet Coke.
I know I said that.
Diet Coke and coffee don't count for water consumption.
There's water in
actually,
there.
They counteract because the caffeine dehydrates you.
Exactly.
And, you know, drinking water that's healthy.
Right.
That's important too, high quality water. The third one is healthy oxygenation. So basically, you know, you get oxygen when you exercise.
Right.
That's how you put oxygen into your red blood cells when you move. You know, when you think about it, I just got back from a mini vacation, and there was a couple days where we sat around we did an early holiday celebration with my relatives, and I just didn't move very much. And there was this moment.
I bet you felt different.
Oh, there was
different.
This moment where I just wanted to get on the floor and do push-ups.
Yeah.
I just wanted to oxygenate. So you know what I did? I'm sitting next to my 14-year-old nephew, and I'm like, so, hey, Boston, that's his name. I'm like, hey, Boston, you do push-ups? And he, you know, the scrawny little kid, he's actually really cute, looks over at me and he's like, well, yeah, more when I'm in wrestling. And I'm like, you think you can do more than me? Yeah. So we have a push-up contest and I smoked him.
Of course you did.
But I really did it because I just needed to move.
Yeah, because your body's used to it.
That's right.
Yeah.
So even taking deep breaths, sometimes if we're sitting in an office, say at a computer, for a long period of time, we start to breathe more shallow. And when that happens, your energy goes down. So sometimes just taking a deep breath. Everyone do it. Come on.
The fresh studio air.
But it increases your energy. Yep. And of course, ideally, you want to exercise every day to get that oxygenation to your tissues. And then the fourth one is healthy nerve transmission. Now, whereas the first three you can get on your own, the fourth one you can't necessarily get if your body has subluxation.
This is where Dr. Jenny comes in.
Well, and you remember subluxation because you've nailed it many times now, Michael. Yes. It's when the spine has stopped moving properly or becomes locked, and the nerve supply that's coming out through the spine is impeded. It's interfered with, it's choked on, and the brain basically can't properly talk to the body. And that's where a chiropractic checkup comes in, you know, making sure I recommend getting adjusted at least twice a month just to find any subluxation and keep your nerve flow going. And that's one way, a huge way, that you can keep your body young over the years.
Wonderful.
Okay, so here's three questions. Is being well and vibrant a moment or a process?
A process, obviously.
Right. You're not going to just eat a really good meal once.
Right.
You know, it's a process. So it's not like you go get, you know, this one little fix and then you're good to go. It doesn't
work that way.
Right. So you can't just do the dishes once.
Right.
It's an ongoing process. Is being well and vibrant an event or a state?
A state.
Yeah. And, you know, when you think about it this way, it helps you remember that it's ongoing choices over time that allow you to create radiance.
Right.
It's not just something you go and do once. I mean, certainly you can just go get plastic surgery at age 50, and that's a moment that might produce a younger looking body. But creating a healthy body on your own is definitely a process. So how old do you want to be? I mean, that's really the question to ask. And
chronologically or biologically?
Biologically. Because chronologically, we can't control.
I like right where I am. Now, if I can hang at 50 for a long time, I'd be okay.
Well, you even, the way I feel. And you said biologically you're 40. I think you should hang at 40.
You think so?
Yeah. That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I could stay at 32.
You probably will.
I hope. Yeah, I'm working pretty hard at it.
I know.
Well, I can say that 100% nerve supply is the best kept secret and the fountain of youth. And it hasn't changed over time, so find yourself a good chiropractor. Remember that getting well is a process, being well is a state, and you can make it last as long as you choose to make choices. So basically, keep the power on.
And if you want to learn more about proper nerve supply, go to Facebook if you have an account, and find Spinal Corrective Center, and like us.
We so want to be liked.
We do.
I want to be loved.
Oh, that's right.
We love you, Mike.
Oh.
Be well, everybody.
You've been listening to some raw talk about full potential living for the health of it. For more information, go to spinalcorrectivecenter.com or call Dr. Jennifer at 603-673-5600. That's spinalcorrectivecenter.com or call 603-673-5600.